I'm Professor Cindy Kiro, and I'm based here at Taitokoro Campus for the University of Auckland. And nō ngā puhi nui tēnei, nō ngā puhi ngā tihine, so I'm Māori and I'm from Taitokoro, born in Whangarei. When I took over as director for Taitokoro Campus, up here I really wanted to make sure that the amazing expertise that sits in the university and all the people that we have coming from around the world are available as a community resource. So I've kind of strong-armed people into coming up to Whangarei, and they don't need a lot of convincing, they want to come here. And really it's part of this idea about bringing the world to Whangarei and taking Whangarei to the world, so that there's an opportunity for some interaction to occur with people who are leading experts in their field worldwide. And, you know, prove that actually university isn't just about lecture halls, university is about learning. And this is learning for everyone.
Today I'm talking about Indigenous people and with respect to conservation.
Really using Kiruru Kākaran Kākāpō as exemplars of where we're at in trying to maintain some of these species, and how Māori perspectives have helped guide and influence some of that.
There are strong advantages to human well-being from biodiversity and, you know, healthy functioning ecosystems, and that's important for everybody. And I think Indigenous people, there's really inequitable distribution of access and issues facing Indigenous people that I don't think have been adequately addressed. And then the second part of that is that Indigenous people have many creative solutions and are part of solving the issues around conservation and ecosystems. And so we're nuts if we don't engage with everybody. There are huge challenges for conservation in New Zealand and worldwide. And what we're doing currently is not enough. Clearly it's not enough. All the metrics around ecosystem health and our biodiversity, they're all still in a downward trajectory. We have to start doing things differently. And I think one of the ways forwards is to start engaging better with Indigenous people. It takes time. We have to be more culturally sensitive and start listening better to each other. And, you know, there's a lot of token engagement that happens right around the world, and truly working together as a partnership, I think, is really challenging. I absolutely do not have all the solutions.